Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Virtual Ingenuity Business Podcast. We have a local guest today in our studio, Kim Lee. She is the founder and CEO of Forge, a co-working space in the heart of downtown Birmingham, Alabama. Kim's passion for business as a service, hospitality, community, and economic growth of the city drove her to open Forge in September of 2017. And Forge is a place to provide an avenue for entrepreneurs and small business owners to really thrive and to really thrive really through growing their businesses in a way that was previously unavailable in Birmingham. And Forge has developed another layer here in Birmingham of the ecosystem for business owners and entrepreneurs to provide a platform for growth and advancement of those smaller businesses in a way that was not readily available before. Kim is also involved in mentoring entrepreneurs, which I think is wonderful. She mentors entrepreneurs through different organizations in Birmingham, as well as serving on the executive board of Tech Birmingham. And I would love to have them on the show as well.
Oh, yeah.
Kim was honored in 2017 as Birmingham Business Journal Woman to Watch. And she was also a 2019 finalist for CEO of the Year. How impressive is that? So in 2008, guys, Forge was a Small Business of the Year finalist. And Kim was recognized on the list of 2020's top 40 under 40. That is really impressive. And so I want to share with you that Kim founded Birmingham Co-working Collective as a way to bring together and provide community and support for all co-working spaces in the city of Birmingham. She is also a podcast host herself of Building Birmingham Together, where she interviews organization leaders in our city that bring light to the amazing work that leaders in the city are doing and the lessons that they've learned along the way. And in December of 2021, Kim graduated from Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Business Program. So impressive, Kim. Welcome to the show.
It sounds like a lot, but oh man, it's
That's
good to
awesome.
go back and read those things because day to day
It's
it's hard to remember the accomplishments.
it
So
doesn't register unless someone says it, right? Until someone
yeah.
says it, you think, wow, you've done a lot in
Well,
these last few
thank
years.
you. Yeah, I'm so glad
Yes.
to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me to be on your podcast.
You're welcome. It's such a pleasure to have you and a pleasure to see you again. So listen, so we know that, when a business owner is starting a business, there's so many things, Kim, that they need to consider. You have to consider choosing a location for a business, which is so important. But, and I want to dive into that in a little bit after we
Okay.
talk about this. I want to you to tell us a little bit about Forge, and specifically for those individuals that are not a member of Forge, because Forge does offer a membership. But let's talk about some of the things that folks that are not a member of Forge can receive.
Okay. So we are a co-working space. We're membership based. I know we'll get more into that, but we are a place for people to start their business and grow and community at a relatively low price than if you just went out and took out a lease and a safer option. But one of the things that we love, we're located downtown. So it has always been part of our mission and passion is to still be able to serve the small business community and the ecosystem, even if people aren't members. So one of the ways that that we serve is we do a lot of lunch and learns. We do talks where we bring in, we call them Founder Fridays. So once a month we bring in founders in the city and they share their story. We do networking events. So that's one way that we serve, that if you're not a member at Forge, you can come and participate in those for free. And some of them, we even have lunch sponsored, so you can get your lunch, you can eat here. Sometimes it's bring your own lunch. But we really want to provide resources for people in the city who maybe it's a side hustle, maybe they're thinking about starting a business, or they've started a business, but they just don't have the time or resources to pay for continuing education. And so we try to provide that either free or sometimes there's a very, very low cost. But and we love one, it gives them education, but two, it starts that network of support. So you know, I mean, part of starting a business is just really hard and it is really lonely. And so it's just starting that network of support. And we have started back on those Founder Fridays, or once a month, we also do Free Fridays. So people can come and work for the day for free. So it's been a great way for people just to get connected and start to get connected a little bit with our Forge community and just even get to know other people who are in the same boat. So it's just a real challenge. So that's the way that we can give, that we serve the city and, you know, help people who are just getting started. You know, we hope that one day they join Forge because we really believe it'll help your business grow, even if it's just like getting you to work every day and you feeling like I've got my people and they're here cheering me on. But then another way, if you're not a member at Forge, that you can use Forge services to again help grow your businesses. We do have conference rooms and event space that you do not have to be a member to use those spaces. And then we also have day passes. So like we have groups where, well, like the other day, the AT&T internet was out. And so a group came over because we have good internet. And that was, you know, very important. And it did not go out when AT&T went out. So, you know, we do have opportunities where if you're in a pinch, if you've got somebody coming in town where you can come, you don't have to commit for long term, but you can just come for the day or rent conference rooms and event space.
And that's great. And two, you know, you did mention this a little bit too, but you guys are in a great location. For
We
those
really
of
are. Yeah.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know where Forge is, I mean, you guys are right above the Positz restaurant where there's, I mean, just a lot of businesses there anyway.
Yeah.
And the space is so wonderful as
Yeah.
well.
Yeah, we love we I never dreamed when we were getting started that we would get to be in a place like this that's just the epicenter of everything,
Yes.
but we did. And so teams love it if they come for the day because they can all everybody can get what they want. It's really different, it's fun. Our members love it because their clients always want to come to them and eat in the food hall. So it's been just a fantastic. Plus we've got covered parking. So
That's
attached
right.
covered parking. So, you
That's
know.
so important too,
It's pretty
especially
great.
when you're downtown too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. So let's talk a little bit about what are co-working spaces, and why really do people use them? Location is one of the most important things when we're starting a business. Not everybody can afford to buy a space or buy a building or even rent. Typically is so expensive downtown, but Forge offers a space, it's called a co-working space, that is really economical for folks that are just starting out. And there's not a lot of traffic that comes through there too, because you guys have your own level as well. So
Right.
let's talk about what your co-working space consists of there at Forge, Kim.
Yeah. So, one of the things we have three different membership levels. Well, there's a few more, but main membership levels are co-working membership, which is just all open seating. You get 24/7 access, and it's just first come, first serve. We've got like tables and chairs. We've got soft seating, community tables, all different kinds of ways to work. But what we love about the co-working membership is it really gives people who are just starting their business a way to be around other people, to have a place that they're proud to work, to have a community that is a very low barrier of entry. They're committing to work on their business by paying, like, if you're going to pay that much money a month, you've got to, you're really committing to doing it. And so, but we love that we can provide that community and really nice space for people who are just getting started, where normally they would just be at home by themselves and maybe like go to a networking event once a week or something. So we love that. And then we have our dedicated desk membership, which is a step above, but you have your own desk, your own space, you can leave your stuff, lockable storage, and conference room hours come with that. And then we also have private offices. So those private offices, again, are a step up. But what we tell people is like you're paying for an office for 2 to 3 people, but you really get 13,000 square feet of space. So they get conference rooms, all the open space, a kitchen, like they don't ever have to buy any coffee or snacks or anything for the office. So it's just a really, it's just a great opportunity for people to instantly have a great place to work that they're proud of, their clients will love, community. And one of the things that we have loved recently, especially with our co-working membership and our desks, that we've been working really hard to be able to get the word out and to reach out to companies, is we've had several teams join recently where they want to give their staff an option who are working remote but have an option to come in. So, they're working remote, but they still need people, need to get out of the house, want to have somewhere to go that's besides just sitting at their kitchen table, or maybe they have a home office, but they just want to have a perk. And so that co-working membership is a pretty low rate for a company to be able to provide a great perk for their employees who, maybe their team is like, we have one team that the team is in Atlanta, and so the people here don't have that connection with coworkers every day. So here, like, they feel like they have coworkers, except actually there's no office politics. So it's great. It's the best of both. So that's one of the things that we've been really excited to finally see, like, actually take fruition. So it's not just a place for like small business owners or entrepreneurs. It's also a great perk for teams who have staff that are working remotely, whether they're based out of Birmingham or not. So,
And that's what I love too, Kim, about Forge, is that it's so versatile. The versatility is wonderful. And also too, you have to consider your brand when you have a business. So you don't want there to be a lot of in and out traffic, but you want to be able to bring your clients to that space. And Forge definitely has that space. It's a safe location as well. And then if you'd like to go downstairs and mingle even more, then you have that option available, and of course, a wonderful area to eat as well. And you want to be able to also bring your employees to that space. Let's talk, Kim, about the advantage of having a co-working space, because there are many business owners that really aren't familiar with what that means. One of the things that Forge does is, you mentioned this earlier, is that you have networking opportunities monthly. And I can attest to your networking event has been just wonderful.
Oh, good.
And yes, so I love that. So let's talk a little bit about that.
So just about our networking event that we do.
Yes, let's talk about your networking events and some of the things that you offer with that.
So we started, it's called Connect, and I started it during COVID because I so a lot of the this well, take this for what it is, but a lot of the times that I would go to events around the city were one, I'm sure the content was all great and I wanted to learn. But it was also to see people, the events were networking and to see people, even just to keep up to date with what's going on with people, like, oh, you opened a new location, or oh, you added 50 people to your staff, just to stay in the know, and that way you can know how you can support and people know the same about you. So, when COVID started, all people had was were webinars and
Right.
education. And so there was so much. We even, we did education at the very beginning, very timely education. And then we even kind of pulled back from that because there was so much that we just didn't want to contribute to the noise. But as I was attending webinars from event from organizations that, I supported or wanted to learn, all those things, the people were there so you could chat like on the sidebar if they even had chat open, but there was none of the, it wasn't the same. Like there was no relationship, there was no community. And so we did start an online virtual networking event. We had it once a week and it was membership based and you could pop on anytime. Like you could come every week or you could come once a month. It was really low priced. But really the intention was to actually, build a relationship, find out what
Right.
was going on with people, how we could help, what their needs were. So it ended up being really good. We had a good solid group of about 30, maybe 25 to 30. And, they would come and go. But then once everything lifted and people were so ready to get back, we changed it to in-person. So now we do it once a month. And we really, the sole purpose of it is networking because, I just think so much of the help that I've received and how I've been able to help other people and see their businesses grow is really just finding out what's going on in their business. And, making those connections that we can, like send an email, just simple introductions, or like, oh, you're hiring? I know somebody's looking for a job. And that doesn't happen without intentional conversations. So that's what we do at Connect. We like go around and say who we are, our ideal client, and maybe help that you're looking for, anything like that. So that it's really about how we can help each other. So, that's one of the things at Forge that our members just naturally do. So we want to create a space for people who aren't members who can still have that kind of relationship and growth.
And Kim, too, with your Connect, which what I really love about the network, the Connect group, is that you just don't have people come in and, oh, it's up to you to introduce yourselves to each other. You are actually, you're really, really involved. And you are participating in the conversation. You may start the conversation, lead the conversation a certain way, and you really get to know the individuals that are there. You know, so you are, it, I love the name Connect because that is truly what you do. You connect with each and every individual, and I love that.
Oh,
And
great.
then the other thing that I really love about Connect is that when it's over, you send everyone an email of who was there. And so you
Right.
have each other's contact information. It's not just left up to you to say, oh goodness, I forgot to get this person's information. Kim, you do it all. You are just
Oh.
amazing.
We try. We try. It's not on me too. I have a great team. So
Have a
I can't
great team. You
fail.
do.
So.
So another thing too with Forge is whenever you're choosing a co-working space to make sure that it's a space that, again, is versatile and you're able to switch up your space, which Forge does offer. You talked about offering a conference room. You can have a private office. It can be open. And it really allows a boost in productivity as well. And it really does expose you to a chance, opportunities, chance to see others, which is what I love. And it allows you to get outside of your bubble other than just working from home. So, what is it possible, Kim, with Forge to have maybe a virtual address if someone doesn't want to use their home address, especially someone
Yes.
that's working virtually through Forge?
Yeah.
So, tell us a little bit about that.
So we do. We have a virtual mail program. It's pretty fantastic, especially, I mean, I can see, well, I'm getting off topic. But I can see virtual mail really sticking for a long time, especially with people moving, the way leases are changing. It's an address that no matter where you go, you can keep that. So, everybody knows for a business license, you have to have like an address. So that's one reason to do it. But also,
A
if you don't
physical
want,
address too at
you have to
that.
have a physical address. Yeah. But you don't want everybody having your home address for your work. You never know who's going to show up. So, This we use a software that makes it so great. I mean, I think it's fantastic. So we receive everybody's mail, we take pictures of it, it uploads it to their portal, and then they can choose, okay, I'm going to come pick it up, or I want you to recycle it or shred it. I want you to scan it so I can see it, or I want you to forward it to me. So, I mean, we have a lot of people who aren't even in the state of Alabama, but they want an Alabama presence. And so that's what they do. And we'll just forward them all their mail, or we'll scan it all and then throw it away for them. But it's just a great way to manage mail. We have lawyers who we pretty much do their paperwork for them. Like, we scan
That's
everything
awesome.
in for them. Yeah. So, it's really a great way to have a presence here in Birmingham, and to deal, they'll never have to go to the post office. You don't need a PO box. It's much better to have
Right.
a real address than a PO box. So it's a great, we love that program. And right now we have about 175 virtual mail members.
Wow.
So
Okay.
yeah, it's really great. And so, if you're thinking, so another option that we have that's kind of, might fall under that virtual office type thing, we have what we call an access membership. So
Okay.
it's really for people who just want to use our conference rooms. And so it's $50 a month, but then they get member rates on conference room bookings. So if you book two conference rooms a month, you've paid for it. So it's a really great way for somebody to consistently use the space, be a part of our community, know what they're, don't have to scramble. But they may not ever want to work here, but just need the conference room. So
Right.
we try to put together as many things as we can to serve business owners, and that's falls under like the virtual option.
Very nice. That's wonderful. That's impressive. So Kim, where can our listening audience find you?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So our website is workatforge.com, all spelled out. On Instagram, we're Work at Forge. Facebook, we're Work at Forge. LinkedIn, we're just Forge. Yeah, but we're really the most active on Instagram.
Okay.
And so I would definitely say to follow us, because that way, or you can sign up for our newsletter on our website.
That's right. Yeah.
Because we definitely, our newsletter is where we talk about all the events that are coming up and
Right.
any availability that we have. So the newsletter is good. Instagram, we also put everything on Instagram.
Okay.
So that's a good way to follow and keep up with what's going on and any specials that we might have, or yeah.
Yeah, you guys have a wonderful newsletter. It's not congested. It's very just to the point, and I love that you have your networking events there as well too.
Thanks.
And then you guys just had a big anniversary, didn't you?
We did 5 years, which is
5 years.
so crazy. I know. It really is hard to believe, especially that 2 years of it were in COVID. So, in a business model that depends on density.
Yes.
But yeah, so a lot of co-working spaces did not make it. And so we are, just feel very blessed to have survived. We have great support. And yeah, so 5 years, it's crazy.
Fantastic. Congratulations on that.
Thanks. I remember when I signed our first lease was a 5-year lease, and it was like, this seems so far away. Like, this doesn't even matter, but
Yeah. Now
we
another
did it.
5 years at least,
That's right.
right? Yeah,
I
right
know.
around the corner. Yep. So listen, if our listening audience, Kim, could have one takeaway from what we talked about today, what would that one takeaway be?
Yeah, I think really not underestimating, and this goes for a small business owner, an entrepreneur, or even people who are a remote worker working at home, just the power of community and connection in the success of your business, the success of your work, your quality of life. Just being around people who are excited about what they're doing, working really hard, it just encourages you and makes you feel not alone. And so we say that people join Forge for the space, but they stay for the community, because that really is, I mean, it's great to have a space to work and it's cool. It's in a cool spot. It's really beautiful. But that's not enough. You know, it's really what makes it great is being around other people who are working hard. Like you said, we have such a diverse group of people here through,
Yes.
I mean, age, male, female, race, business, like industries,
Industry, yep.
position levels. Like there's so much diversity here. So there's just so much to learn from each other. I mean, just for a silly example, yesterday I was working in Canva, which we use all the time, and I was trying to move something into a folder, and like I swear I looked at Canva for like 20 minutes and was like, I cannot figure out how to do this. And somebody walked by, I was like, I need your help within 2 seconds. I mean,
Done.
they're like, oh yeah. And then I finished with it. Like it helped me so much. So that's just like so silly and small. But if you think about that, like helping with messaging, or I mean, we've had people start businesses together. I've gotten off of your question exactly,
That's
but I
okay.
think it's like just don't underestimate the power of being around people.
That's
Accountability,
right.
encouragement, like can really help you grow your business. And when we talk about growth, like we say we're in the business of growing businesses. If our members aren't growing, then we're not being successful. But we talk about growth as far as like several different ways that you can grow, whether it's revenue, whether it's profitability, whether it's team members, or like your personal life balance, whatever that, you know, that's kind of
Right.
whatever. Your personal happiness and happiness with your work and your life. Like that is a huge area of growth that we can provide for business owners and employees. So.
And it's funny that you mentioned that, Kim, because we did the Virtual Ingenuity Business Podcast. We did an episode last week about your well-being. You know, finding that life work balance is so important. You know, when I am at Forge, I feel as though that balance is there. You know, you feel like, oh wow, I was, you know, you're sitting in a virtual atmosphere previously, and then you come to Forge and it's so open, it's so friendly. You never know who you're going to meet. That's the wonderful part about it is, and it's all about a business is all about building those relationships. And with Forge, you all do it really well. You
Oh,
all
thank
help
you.
to assist in doing that for entrepreneurs. Kim, what is the one piece of advice that you wish that someone had given you when starting your business? And we're going to end with this.
Okay, so this one's easy because it is, you know, it is the biggest lesson that I've learned. So starting a business is really hard. For me, probably most of my anxiety and stressful times and tears have all dealt with like conflict of some way. You know, I hate conflict. So, and my, you know, it's probably some people don't even see it as conflict, but any those kinds of conversations, but and some money things too. But I can remember very specifically, and I actually just was telling somebody this. I don't even remember what the anxiety and tears were about, like the specific issue, but it was very bad. And I mean, I was feeling very bad. And it was at Christmas, and I was sitting with my husband, and all the lights were out except for the glow of the Christmas tree, and I was having a very hard time. And he was like, he pointed out, he said, everything that you go through, like this situation is just like one of those presents under the tree. It is a perfectly wrapped present with a big red, beautiful bow on it from the Lord, that this is exactly what you need at this moment. You know, this is exactly what you need for your good, your growth, and His glory. And
That's
so it's
right.
like, I have no idea how things are going to work out. Like it could be as bad as I am imagining, or it could be, you know, great. Most of the time things are never as bad as you imagine, except in COVID. But you know, it could be as bad as you're imagining, but it's still, it's not a surprise. And it's exactly what you need at that moment. You don't know
At
why.
that moment, that's right.
So that for me, and you know, I definitely am getting better. I mean, that was like 4 years ago. So, I'm definitely getting better at dealing with things and the anxiety that can come with those really hard moments. But that's the perspective that I always try to remind myself of, like, this is what you need. Like, you don't know why. I don't know if we'll open our doors tomorrow, but it doesn't matter because it's not a surprise. And this is exactly what I need. So.
That is so interesting that you say that, because I had a guest, Dr. Valencia Moses, on the podcast last week, and she's ended with the same similar thing. She says you, and one part that stuck out to me, Kim, was she says she really helps her clients to grow through what they go through. Out of everything that we talked about, that was a sticking point for me. I will never forget that. So life is really about growth. You know,
I'm
how
writing
do
it down.
you, yeah, it's, I just thought, wow, that was like a, you know, when Oprah says she has these aha moments, that was that aha moment for me. Grow through what you go through, right? That is awesome. So thank you so much, Kim, for
Thank
joining
you. This was so
me on the,
great.
yes, it's always great to see you and hang out with you. I'll see you again soon.
Okay.
And you all, please remember to follow Forge on Instagram. They're on LinkedIn and Facebook as well.
And
And
I will say,
yeah.
if you are listening, you're like, I want to go check this out. You can book a tour very easily on our website.
Perfect.
It's all over
Perfect.
the website. So hope to see
Nice.
somebody soon. Yeah, I would love that.
All right. And then tell them you heard it on the Virtual Ingenuity
That's right.
Business podcast as well.
Yes,
Awesome.
I'd love that.
All right. So you guys can listen to more of the Virtual Ingenuity Business podcast on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. Until next time, my friends, let's impact together.